in the limelight. A 10,000 kilometer long fiber optic cable owned by Google that is at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean can be used to detect deep sea seismic activity and ocean waves. Zhang Wanzhan at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, and his colleagues, including researchers at Google, used traffic data from one of the technology giant's optical fibers to measure changes in pressure and strain in the cable. Using this data, they could detect earthquakes and ocean waves called swells generated by storms. We now present you an article written by Kim Fessenmeier under the heading Using Deep-Sea Fiber Optic Cables to Detect Earthquakes. The article has been taken from the phys.org website. Please stay with us for more of Kim Fessenmeier's article. Seismologists at California Institute of Technology, Caltech, working with optics experts at Google, have developed a method to use existing underwater telecommunication cables to detect earthquakes. The technique could lead to improved earthquake and tsunami warning systems around the world. A vast network of more than a million kilometers of fiber optic cables lies at the bottom of Earth's oceans. In the 1980s, telecommunication companies and governments began laying these cables, each of which can span thousands of kilometers. Today, the global network is considered the backbone of international telecommunications. Scientists have long sought a way to use those submerged cables to monitor seismicity. After all, more than 70% of the globe is covered by water, and it is extremely difficult and expensive to install, to monitor and run underwater seismometers to keep track of the Earth's movements beneath the seas. Researchers say what would be ideal is to monitor seismicity by making use of the infrastructure already in place along the ocean floor. Previous efforts to use optical fibers to study seismicity have relied on the addition of sophisticated scientific instruments and or the use of so-called dark fibers, fiber optic cables that are not actively being used. Now, researcher Zhang Wenzhan, assistant professor of geophysics at California Institute of Technology, and his colleagues have come up with a way to analyze the light traveling through lit fibers. In other words, existing and functioning submarine cables, to detect earthquakes and ocean waves without the need for any additional equipment. Zhang Wenzhan says, "This new technique can really convert the majority of submarine cables into geophysical sensors that are thousands of kilometers long to detect earthquakes and possibly tsunamis in the future." Adding, "We believe this is the first solution for monitoring seismicity on the ocean floor that could feasibly be implemented around the world. It could complement the existing network of ground-based seismometers and tsunami monitoring buoys to make the detection of submarine earthquakes and tsunamis much faster in many cases." The cable networks work through the use of lasers that send pulses of information through glass fibers bundled within the cables to deliver data at rates faster than 200,000 kilometers per second to receivers at the other end. To make optimal use of the fiber cables, that is to transfer as much information as possible across them, one of the things operators monitor is the polarization of the light that travels within the optical fibers. Like other light that passes through a polarizing filter, laser light is polarized, meaning its electric field oscillates in just one direction rather than any which way. Controlling the direction of the electric field can allow multiple signals to travel through the same fiber simultaneously. At the receiving end, devices check the state of polarization of each signal to see how it has changed along the path of the cable to make sure that the signals are not getting mixed. In their work, the researchers focused on the Curie cable, a submarine fiber optic cable that stretches more than 10,000 kilometers along the eastern edge of the Pacific Ocean, from Los Angeles, California to Valparaiso in Chile. Although Zhongwen Zhan says the technique could be used on many of the hundreds of submarine cables that crisscross the globe. Zhongwen Zhan and his colleagues found on land all sorts of disturbances, such as changes in temperature and even lightning strikes, can change the polarization of light traveling through the fiber optic cables, adding, because the temperature in the deep ocean remains nearly constant and because there are so few disturbances there, the change in polarization from one end of the Curie cable to the other remains quite stable over time. However, during earthquakes and when storms produce large ocean waves, the polarization changes suddenly and dramatically, allowing the researchers to easily identify such events in the data. Currently, when earthquakes occur miles offshore, it can take minutes for the seismic waves to reach land-based seismometers, and even longer for any tsunami waves to be verified. Using the new techniques, though, the entire length of a submarine cable acts as a single sensor in a hard-to-monitor location. Polarization can be measured as often as 20 times per second. That means that if an earthquake strikes close to a particular area, a warning could be delivered to the potentially affected areas within a matter of seconds. During the 9 months of testing reported in the new study between December of 2019 and September of 2020, the researchers detected about 20 moderate to large earthquakes along the Curie cable, including the magnitude 7.7 earthquake that took place off Jamaica on 28th of January 2020. Although no tsunamis were detected during the study, the researchers were able to detect changes in polarization produced by ocean swells that originated in the Southern Ocean. They believe the changes in polarization observed during those events were caused by pressure changes along the sea floor as powerful waves traveled past the cable. Zhongwen Zhan says this means we can detect ocean waves, so it is plausible that one day we will be able to detect tsunami waves as well. Zhongwen Zhan and his colleagues at California Institute of Technology are now developing a machine learning algorithm that will be able to determine whether detected changes in polarization are produced by earthquakes or ocean waves, rather than some other change to the system, such as a ship or a crab moving across the cable. They expect that the entire detection and notification process could be automated to provide critical information in addition to the data already collected by the global network of land-based seismometers and the buoys in the Deep Ocean Assessment and Reporting of Tsunamis, or DART system, operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Data Buoy Center.